Australia, from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious Bill Show Studios, it's time for the Bill Show Politics This Week. And now, here are your hosts, Bill and Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
It's so good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice.
And here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you, by the way? Are you at home?
I'm at home in the palatial yet not overly ostentatious Bill Show Studios, high above
us. And I am too.
Yeah,
I'm
that's right.
The,
we're in the
palatial, the Randall Berger Studios.
The Randall Berger Suite.
With my green screen and my cameras and my lights everything.
Yes.
In preparation of us going
going on video. Like, yeah. Yeah.
A vlog. What's the video podcast?
A vlogcast. I don't know. It's just going to be releasing video versions of the show.
Yeah. Well, 50,000 new cases of COVID in America in one day.
Yeah.
Here we had 200 cases, and they thought it was the end of the world.
Well, we've shut down again,
we've gone to stage three.
And I gotta say that there was absolutely no two ways about it. It's not like America. It's not like America where everybody has it's political. It's not political here. It's science.
I'm triggered. I'm threatened.
Are you threatened? Is that what?
I'm triggered.
That's what Americans are. They're triggered. They're threatened by it. I don't know.
I'm threatened.
Yeah.
That guy in Walmart or
Costco. I don't know. Well, there you go. Anyway, listen, it's been another week, folks, and we're here for 256. And
they're coming too fast, Bill.
That's just too fast. Here's our intro for Toe 256 right now.
Let's hear it.
Yes, Randy, it's not just Trump this today. It's the entire Republican Party. Yes, the people who are bringing you COVID. Yes, COVID. The thing will disappear. The thing that will disappear by itself. Right.
It'll go away.
Trust us. Yes, in the past weeks, we've had Trump going crazy. I mean... real full-on Hitler mode in front of Mount Rushmore. America is still number one in the world with over 3 million COVID cases. Yet the real problem in America is our treatment of statues to armed men who committed treason over 150 years ago. Yeah. Trump's niece has come out with another book. Yeah, another book about how, her uncle is a pathological narcissistic nutcase. You know, like every other book that comes out about Trump.
That's nothing new. Come on, Mary.
And we got to see where all that COVID money went after Trump said he had lost it in the sofa cushions. It's again for GOP's America. We have first thing I want to talk about. By the way, did you know that Roger Stone today had his sentence commuted?
Yes.
Well, he stays quiet.
His sentence was commuted, and he doesn't have to pucker so badly now.
That's right.
He can relax a bit.
Yeah, not have to worry about finding that soap in the shower there, Roger.
You're my puppy. Roger.
It's not going to happen. It's like a fantasy we all held out for a very long time. Roger Stone is out. His sentence has been commuted by Trump. By the way, General Flynn, he's out of prison now, and Paul Manafort, those are the three guys that connect Trump most directly to Russian interference in the 2016 campaign. All three of them were sentenced to jail, and then mystically, all three of them now are not near a jail cell.
It's mystic.
I wonder how that happened, Randy. Yeah. I don't
know. I know. Pick me. I know.
I bet you do. This is for Paul Manafort, because I did want to research what happened to Paul Manafort. The disgraced former chairman of the Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign was released from prison on Wednesday and will serve out the rest of his sentence in luxury home confinement. Well, that's probably good, because with the amount of Russians who probably want to kill him.
Yeah, is he going to have an ankle bracelet by Cartier or something like that?
It just amazes me, man. Everybody that can link Trump directly to Russian intelligence has either been silenced or is not in jail. Yeah. And by the way, Julian Assange, he ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
He's been taken out. He's in British custody. He's probably going to die.
In prison. Epstein's girlfriend.
That's the sexual side.
She hung herself yet?
Another tragic makeup and mascara related death in custody.
I'm sorry. We shouldn't joke about that.
No, we shouldn't joke about that. I'd like to get to I took a look over at the Daily Review, the Daily Review is like the old style Bob Hope special of Republican mouthpieces. Rich Lowry over at the Daily Review said, President Trump gives a speech as he attends the Independence Day celebrations about Rushmore in South Dakota on July 3rd, 2020. He affirmed America's greatness and global role and told the truth about today's left-wing authoritarians.
Yeah.
Okay, I got this. If nothing else, President Donald Trump, July 4th speech at Mount Rushmore clarified the battle lines of the culture war. The New York Times called the speech dark and divisive, while the Associated Press headline declared, Trump pushes racial division. A Washington Post story said the speech crystallized the president's unyielding push to preserve the Confederate symbols. Actually, you know what the real reason is that Donnie went for the red meat? Donnie has noticed that after 97 to 98% average within the Republican Party, his base was at 97%. You know what it is now, Randy? At 85. He's losing the Borg.
Oh, that's Donnie not very, just,
that's right. He's losing. So Donnie decided on the 4th of July it was time for a little reprogramming of his programmable meatbag followers. So yeah. It was time to pull out the hypnotoad. Hey, let's have a listen to what happened.
We now join America's most popular show already in progress. Everybody loves Hypnotoad.
We are now in the process of defeating the radical left, the Marxists, the anarchists, the agitators, the looters, and people who, in many instances, have absolutely no clue what they are doing. We are the descendants of the most daring and courageous people ever to walk on the face of the earth. That is why we pay tribute to generations of American heroes whose names have etched on our monuments and memorials. We will never allow an angry mob to tear down our statues, erase our history, indoctrinate our children, or trample on our freedoms.
Randy, that's what he said. By the way, there is a German, I do have a German translation of this. Here it is.
Ein Soviet zeigen, soll er vor sich hertragen, und wir werden in unserem Zeichen wieder siegen.
And the Trump supporters, with their torches lit, came from the hypnotoad after
march
they were
around the By the march way, around the Nuremberg Stadium.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah. God, it was glorious with the lights and everything.
Yeah, let's burn a few books, yeah.
Due to some problems with the Trump patented... By the way, this is actually true. This is the rest of the story. Due to some problems with the Trump patented hypnosis, 65% of the Trumpoids came away thinking that all the problems of the world were caused by Jews, blacks, lefties, and, of course, Jennifer Aniston. 20% walked out.
Oh, poor
That's
Jennifer.
That's true. It's true. 20% walked out thinking they were a duck. And 15% died terribly when their hypnosis was ineffective and were convinced they could fly and jumped to their death during the fireworks display.
Oh. That's a shame.
Yeah, they were trying to do a Trump follower flyover ceremony. It just didn't work. Too much acid. And speaking over the mangled remains of his followers at the foot of the mountain, President Trump called them great Americans who probably had COVID anyway.
I thought he was there at Mount Rushmore to pose for the fifth head. You know, to go on. You know, to the right of George Washington. He's already picked out the place.
That is the fun.
You know, the traditional owners told him to fuck off. He had no permission to be there.
Oh, no. But the traditional owners don't have much say in the matter, really. Listen, one of the CNN guys that I actually like, Chris Saliza, frequently does stuff on Trump speeches.
Bless you.
Bless you very much, Chris. And he actually did a few of the really wonderful things that Drani said during this, I don't know, what will we call it? Oh, fascist rant on the 4th of July. So, okay, let's take a few of Donnie's best bits over here, like here. I like that, for example, and yet as we meet here tonight, there is a growing danger that threatens every blessing our ancestors fought so hard for. They bled to secure. Okay, here it comes. Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. Okay. Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders. No, Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis did not found America.
No.
Last time I checked, deface our most sacred memorials and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea what they are doing, but some know exactly what they're doing. This attack on our liberty, our magnificent liberty, must be stopped, and it will be stopped quickly. We will expose this dangerous movement, protect our nation's children, end this radical assault, and preserve our beloved American way of life. In our schools, our newsrooms, or even corporate boardrooms, there is a new far-left fanaticism and fascism that demands absolute allegiance. This left-wing culture revolution designed to overthrow the American Revolution. Joe Biden wants to overthrow the American Revolution. Okay. This violent mayhem we have seen in the streets and cities are run by liberal Democrats.
Oh, God.
I was thinking to myself, you know, when I first heard that, I thought to myself, do liberal Democrats have a gang like in West Side Story?
Yeah. When you're a liberal Democrat, you've got to go.
I read poetry.
When you're a liberal Democrat.
I read poetry and I have an arts degree. they drive up to their rumbles in a Volvo, you know. They all wear corduroy. Liberal Democrats, in every case, is the predictable years of extreme indoctrination. Let me tell you something. Donnie's really, he is prepping his base to get violent. That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, I guess
he
so.
Really is throwing that red meat to the vase. That is the only Trump card that he has left. Let me go. Otherwise, God knows what they'll do. I swear to God, that's going to come. It's going to come to that. One of the more fascinating things he said in the speech, let me get this past you, okay?
Yeah.
We are the people who dream a spectacular dream. It was called Las Vegas. I thought that was Bugsy Siegel.
To dream.
Or at least Mo Green. Dream. I mean, we built Las Vegas.
With unbearable sorrow.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. We settled the Wild West. We won two world wars. By the way, there is no we. You're talking to a bunch of people who can hardly get their fat asses to a gift shop. They didn't win two world wars, and neither did I. Neither did you, Donnie, because you had bone spurs. And then one day,
Corporal Bone Spurs. Yeah.
And then one day, we will plant our flag on Mars.
Yeah. You're going into a Homer Simpson voice now.
You'll plant our flag on Mars. And centuries from now, our legacy will be the cities we built, the champions we forged, the good we did, blah, 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 blah. And the monuments we created to inspire us all to, you know, Robert E. Lee. And then there was this last thing that he said. And Chris Saleza, I love your sense of humor, because the last thing he says is this: I love your state and I love this country. Chris Zellis puts under it: I love lamp, Brick Tamblin. From Brick Tamblin, I love lamp.
You know this man.
He's not right.
Those words.
No,
he cannot string two words together.
No.
So this speech obviously came from the mind and the mouth of one of his writers.
Well, one of the things that I find absolutely amazing is when Trump talks about history. Here's a man who has absolutely no knowledge of history. None whatsoever. In fact, this instructional video from the good people at Now This shows our fearless leaders understanding the shit he was blathering about. This is from Now This. It's about Donald Trump, History 101. Have a listen to this.
History and culture, so important.
We are living in a time that's as evil as any time that there has ever been. You know, when I was a young man, I studied medieval times. That's what they did. They chopped off heads.
The Continental Army suffered a bitter winter of Valley Forge. Our army manned the air. It ran the ramparts. It took over the airports. It did everything it had to do.
People don't realize, you know, the Civil War, you think about it, why? People don't ask that question. But why was there the Civil War? Why could that one not have been worked out?
People don't realize, you know, if you go back to the Civil War, it was the Republicans that really did the thing.
So Robert E. Lee was a great general, and Abraham Lincoln developed a phobia.
Honest Abe. I wonder if he was really that honest, but you know what? Let's assume Honest Abe was Honest Abe.
But Lincoln had almost developed a phobia because he was having a hard time with a true great fighter and a great general, Robert E. Lee. He was going crazy. I don't know if you know this, though. General Grant.
The great General Ulysses S. Grant.
He went in and he knocked the hell out of everyone. He had a serious problem, a serious drinking problem. But man, was he a good general. And he's finally being recognized as a great general.
Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job and is being recognized more and more, I notice.
Had Andrew Jackson been a little bit later, you wouldn't have had the Civil War. He was really angry that he saw what was happening with regard to the Civil War. He said, there's no reason for this.
And remember one thing, because I always consider him to be a true great, and people never give us credit for this. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, right?
They always said nobody got treated worse than Lincoln. I believe I am treated worse.
We weren't allowed any rights. We had, for the first time in the history of our country, we had virtually no rights, no due process. So the great tariff debate of 1888, we had so much money, we could do whatever we wanted. Then in 1913, they ended tariffs, okay? Somebody got stupid, and they ended tariffs. And then in 1928, you had the Great Depression. For a lot of different reasons, not necessarily
our country's fault, but a little bit our country's fault.
And I mean, people forget that at that time, Hitler was virtually unstoppable. He was going through countries like cheese.
America built the Empire State Building in just 1 year. Believe it or not, in 9 months.
Can you believe that?
They say a wall is medieval. Well, so is a wheel. A wheel is older than a wall. The wheel is older than the wall. You know that?
During a heated phone conversation with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau regarding tariffs, Trump asked, quote, "Didn't you guys burn down the White House?" Trump was apparently referring to the War of 1812, which was fought against the British. The British burned down the White House, the original White House in 1814. The British.
We have to understand our past. We have to understand our history. Because if we don't know our history, it could all happen again. Have to know our history.
Yes, thank you to Now This,
yeah,
who came up with that incredible one. I love it, the idea that the British didn't burn down the White House in the War of 1812.
Well, they did, the first one, you know. And Dolly Madison saved all the furniture and stuff.
I don't know whether he was that honest on his day, but I just don't know. Could be, but we don't know.
History, according to Donald Trump, is just... It's just, Robert E. Lee. I mean, admittedly, Lee was a graduate of West Point. I mean, most of the Southern generals were. They were fighting old classmates. But you just don't, you don't glorify them.
Well, he's such a moron. Mm. That's the thing that, because, you know, you can't compare him and Nixon. Nixon wasn't a moron.
Yeah.
Nixon was actually literate. This guy is an absolute illiterate moron.
Well, he's trying to appeal to his base, which is Southern.
Which is...
I had a friend said... I don't know. Said, if you just told the people in the South that COVID was not going to allow the Super Bowl, they'd all be wearing masks tomorrow. You know, they're...
Maybe.
They're such idiots. They would follow... you know,
I have no idea.
Sport before health, you know? They're just not.
Well, our next subject, Randy, listen, I did want to talk a little bit about Mary Trump. You know who Mary Trump is?
Yeah, Uncle Donald's niece, yeah.
Uncle Donald's niece. So, you see, Mary Trump is the daughter of Donald's older brother.
Yeah.
And she has written a new book, ladies and gentlemen. Let's have a nice hand for Mary Trump for writing her book. And,
terrific.
Ah, yeah, kids, get out there because we love a good book.
Don't let them read it.
So, yes, give me that book. Yeah. No, that's right. Give me that book, Johnny. It's too disgusting. You might as well be reading Jacqueline Suzanne.
We settled out of court. I gave her her inheritance in advance, and then took it back. You know.
Yep. All right. So let me just explain a little bit.
Yeah.
In a book that shows us the proper way to raise a child, Trump's niece details Trump's childhood under his father, an all-around TV dad, Fred Trump. Here at the Bill Show, we managed to access a little-known VHS recording of Fred Trump's 1979 self-improvement tape to young parents called How to Raise a Healthy Child. Here's Fred motivating his children. It's really good.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Mister, my family will pay cash. Whatever ransom you're asking for, they'll pay it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Yes, that's right. Fred Trump had a poodle.
Why does that make you laugh?
Fred Trump was, seriously, folks, that's real. That is actually real. In a book that reads like an episode of The Waltons, if Grandpa Walton was Jeffrey Dahmer and John Boy was a pathologically lying sociopath and spawn of Satan, Mary points out some of the wacky games that made a complete series of Succession look like an episode of Barney the Talking Dinosaur.
Hey, no, don't say anything bad about Barney.
That we found out. Mary Trump paints Donald's father, Fred Trump, as an emotionally abusive and as having caused lasting damage to both her father, Fred Trump Jr., and the future president, his younger brother. Now, Frederick Trump Jr. was Don's older brother. And he, in 1962, he married Linda Clapp, had two children with her. Mary L. Trump and Fred Trump Jr. before they divorced. In September 1981, he died at the age of 82 from a heart attack that was brought out by alcoholism. If you believe what Mary Trump says, this was really fucked up household. She says the only reason Donald didn't get the same fate as Fred Jr. is because Fred figured out that Fred Trump Jr. was not a killer, that he didn't have it in him to be a total asshole. So he concentrated on Donald, leaving him to drink himself to death. The only reason Donald escaped the same fate, according to Mary, is that his personality served his father's purposes. That's what sociopaths do, she said. By the way, Mary's a psychologist.
I got that. So they co-opted a form of analysis. Yeah,
you got that. Good. Absolutely. Ruthlessly and viciously, with no tolerance for dissent or resistance. Fred destroyed Donald, too, but not by snuffing him out as he did Freddie. Instead, he short-circuited Donald's ability to develop and experience the entire spectrum of human emotion. This is what we have been saying and what psychological professionals have been saying since this guy took office. By limiting Donald's access to his own feelings and rendering many of them unacceptable, Fred perverted his son's perception of the world, damages his ability to live in it. He has no empathy. He can't sympathize with people who are dying because he's not equipped to do it because he's a psycho. Daddy didn't love him enough, basically. This is also a revelation from the book. Donald had no issue cheating his way to success. No shit, Sherlock. He would have his eldest sister, Marianne, do his homework for him. God, of course. Nothing that you didn't know. She didn't suspect. He hired a ringer to take his SAT tests for him. To hedge his bets, Donald enlisted Joe Shapiro, the obligatory smart Jewish kid with a reputation for being good at test taking, to take his SATs for him. The president's father viewed apologies as a sign of weakness, according to the book. Fred, who's a real cunt.
No, I won't split hairs.
Fred Trump hated when his oldest son screwed up or failed to intuit what was required of him. Not that he did what he was told, or that he just didn't understand that he was supposed to do it without him telling him. But he hated it even more when, after being taken to task, the older brother, Freddie, would apologize. Sorry, Dad. And Fred would mock him. Fred wanted his oldest son to be a killer in his parlance. Yeah. For what reason, it's impossible to say. Collecting rent in Coney Island wasn't exactly a high-risk endeavor in the 1950s. And he was temperamentally the opposite of that, saying that Fred Trump was sacrificed on the spear of alcoholism and death because he wasn't tough enough. More memorable than any such details of the insights and declarations, Mary describes her grandfather as a high-functioning sociopath.
Like father, like son.
Like father, the son. One of the really touching moments in the book.
Touching?
After her father... probably. For some of the Trump kids, lying was a way of life, Mary said. For Fred's oldest son, lying was defensive, the poor bastard. Not something wanting to circumvent his father's disapproval to avoid punishment, as it was for others, but a way to survive. For Donald, lying was primarily a mode of self-aggrandizement, meant to convince other people he was better than he actually was. What I love is basically after her father, Donald's brother, her older brother, died of a heart attack, Mary Trump said Donald didn't go with him to the hospital or even go and visit him. Instead, he said he'd gone to the movies when his own brother lay dying in a hospital ward.
What a lover.
This just tells you everything that you know. There is, if you just didn't think it could get any worse, there was a settlement over the Trump Sr.'s estate. The president's younger brother, Robert Trump, went to court last month to stop a book from being published, arguing it violated a non-disclosure agreement Mary Trump signed in 2001. The agreement was part of a settlement in an ugly court fight that Mary Trump and her brother, Fred Trump III, had launched over the grandfather's estate. Mary and Fred's father, Fred Trump Jr., died in 1984, and they said they had been shortchanged in his will thanks to the family's machinations. The court fight included allegations that Donald Trump and his two surviving siblings had cut off the family's medical coverage for Mary and her brother, who was married and had a young child with a neurological disorder. At which point Donald said, when he sued us, we said, well, why should we give him medical coverage?
That's not Medicare for all.
Yeah. Fuck the kid. That's who he is. That's who he is. I could come up with a joke here, but that is exactly what we've been describing for the past
time.
How long? Oh, my God. It's just, it makes you want to barf. The one last thing that I wanted to mention, guys, before we left, to know that you're, can I have the violin music? Could I have violin music now?
What? Better than Offenbach?
Ladies and gentlemen, this little part of my quarry will be the guys that fucked you, America. Yes. You remember those PPP loans that were the $500 billion lifeline to struggling small businesses?
Betsy DeVos.
Who were trying to survive the COVID crisis? Yeah. Well, these battling oppressed employers have been given a helping hand in the form of forgivable loans. While Donald sent you self-signed checks for $1,200, get a load of some of the people that are getting $1 million forgiven loans. Yeah. They can be forgiven. Here's some of the jackrabbits that actually did get help while you had $1,200 and no health insurance. Okay? This is what your America has done for you. Violin music up now, please. Could I? Here's a sad story of America's struggling billionaires. Shows the redemption to these fine patriots by our president with your tax dollar. Here's our roll of honor. Soho House, the exclusive membership club controlled by billionaire Ron Burkle, received loans totaling $9 million to $23 million by applying for 7 loans through its New York, Miami Beach, Chicago, and West Hollywood location. Last month, Soho House raised $100 million in private investors, including Burkle, that gave the company a valuation of $2 billion, equal to its pre-pandemic violation, but they still managed to get $923 million of your money. Altogether, more than 400 country clubs and golf resorts have received critical PPP funding. Because, you know, we need those golf resorts. While you're getting your $1,200 check. Billionaire developer Joe Farrell, famed for building and renting mega mansions in the Hamptons, received the PPP loan of up to $1 million. Farrell made headlines in May when he rented a mega home called the Sandcastle for nearly $2 million for one summer. And he also gets $1 million a year of money. The Greenbrier Hotel, which operates the famed luxury resort in West Virginia and is owned by billionaire West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice.
Yeah.
With a name like Justice, you know it's got to be just. He received $5 million to $10 million for the Greenbrier Sporting Club, part of the residential development next to the hotel, which also received $1 million to $2 million for the good old West Virginia Republican governor. Gore's VTAC Holdings, part of the company controlled by tech billionaire Alec Gore, is listed to having received $5 to $10 million. The most famous billionaire to receive PPP funds is, may I have a drum roll, please? Kanye West.
What?
Donald's only Donald's only black friend besides Ben Carson. Kanye West, Yeezy fashion brand, received $2 to $5 million from the kitty because West has said that his brand is worth $3 billion. But then again, he also said his mother was a rusty birdcage, so we just don't know. Private jet companies have also rebounded quickly. Have they ever received hundreds of million dollars under the Aviation CARES Act? Lacey Aviation, all these private planes, Jetlinx Aviation received $20 million from an aviation program. It is time to give now, ladies and gentlemen. If you can give any more of these struggling billionaires.
Give a lot.
Please call 1-800-SCREW-AMERICA.
America, take it up the
There's
ass.
No such address. America, they're not even buying any Vaseline for you. So that's my rather auspicious rant for show 256, Randy.
And Kanye is running for president. Married to Kim Kardashian.
I don't know.
I thought we'd already done porn stars show. First lady, but she takes the cake.
You know what I saw the other day was, what's that that movie?
Oh yeah,
Idiocracy. It's a documentary now. It's a documentary. If you haven't seen Idiocracy, it's a documentary.
like Wag the Dog.
So anyway, that's right. So listen, we're going to be back after this break with Randy's rant. We've got an old Bill Show sketch we're going to run for you. Just a couple of about a month old. Remember that one where you played the Surgeon General?
No,
yeah, that's the one we're going to run.
Don't let them hear that.
Oh, yes, I'm going to let him hear everything. And I have a few comedy bits, and we'll be back for the second half of show 256, guys.
See
you in a minute.
Mr. Surgeon General?
Why, I'm having my lunch.
Mr. Surgeon General, the president is waiting for his checkup, sir.
Oh, look, can't you just keep him there for 5 minutes?
He's complaining about the magazines in the waiting room.
Oh, Christ.
He's complaining you don't have Penthouse again.
Oh, I can't see him again. The man is a walking salute to heart disease. It's a miracle he's still walking. Who signed off on his health? Oh, I did. And when his aorta explodes like a water balloon, who are they going to blame? Me, Dr. Edward T. Pilkington, Surgeon General of the United States. I've had it. I can't sleep nights.
You're going to have to see him, sir.
I know.
Sir.
What?
The president is humping a fern.
What?
The president of the United States is attempting to have sex with the potted fern in your waiting room, sir.
Oh, shit. He's been snorting his Viagra again. Look, send him in.
Yes, sir.
I like the way you look, baby. Oh, she's crazy about me, Pilkington.
Mr. President, how can I help you?
Oh, you can get me her phone number. Wow, wow.
Well, I'll work on it, sir. Do you have a health problem?
Never, never. Trump is the healthiest president ever.
Do you always talk about yourself in the third person?
Yes, yes. I am like the Lord. Bow down to me. Kiss the ring. Go ahead. Okay, do it.
Of course, sir.
Do it.
All right. Yes.
Better.
Yes,
look, I seem to be having a minor problem.
Yes, sir.
The chocolate highway's been closed.
What?
The poopy chute. The backdoor express.
Oh, it's a metaphor. You mean you're constipated.
Yes, that's right. The Caramel Concord just can't fly.
I get the idea, sir.
Chocolate Dairy Queen. Oopsie, gone out of business. I got a few more of those if you want. They're very funny.
Sir. They're very good. Yes, they are. They are.
Yeah, they're very funny. I like them. Yeah, they're funny.
Look,
always
sir,
good at parties.
Have you ever considered changing your diet?
What do you say?
Well, I could put you on a vegetarian diet. More fiber, you know?
Vegetarian fiber? What are you, a socialist?
I'm sorry, sir.
No, Pilkington. I just want you to check under the hood and see if you can get, something moving back there.
Oh, do I have to?
Trust me, Pilkington, I've been here before. You have the magic touch.
Okay.
And I'll take my pants off.
Yes, very well, sir. I'll put in two fingers this time and get a second opinion.
Oh, put in three. Come on.
Oh, okay. Snap, rubber gloves.
Like Britney Spears said, do it to me one more time, Doc.
Okay, sir, I'm going in.
I'm in.
I found something.
Oh, dear Lord.
It's a jar of chunky peanut butter.
Oh, no.
Sir, how did you get a jar of chunky peanut butter lodged in your...
Up the licorice landing strip?
I think I'm actually going to be sick.
No. It's not sickening. It's actually rather touching, if you'll let me tell the story. I was alone watching the impeachment hearings.
Yeah.
I had no one to turn to. Melania, she is taken off. I don't know where she is. The kids, I'm all alone, except for Mr. Chunky. We had a very intimate moment. It was very touching. I love Mr. Chunky. I won't forget you, Chunky! Make sure she signs a non-disclosure agreement.
Right away, sir.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, what's that?
There's something else in here. Hello?
Daddy? Daddy?
Oh, no.
Daddy, it's so dark in here.
Oh, I remember I sat down on the couch after I had a shower. Oh, how many times have I told you not to sit on Daddy's couch? Bad Baron, bad. Tony Vito, get him back to his mother. She's been looking for him for about 4 weeks, nagging me every day.
Baron, are you okay?
I see dead people.
Stop whining and go see your mother. Hey, kids, what are you going to do, huh, Doc? Ow. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, really?
There's something else in here.
Oh, my Lord, what is it? Hello, everybody. Vladimir. I wondered why you weren't returning my calls.
It's okay, Donald. Sorry I made you uncomfortable.
Oh, my God, I remember. We had a shower, that meeting at the G8.
Think nothing of it, Donald. Things got a little frisky.
Sir, I just removed the leader of the Russian Federation from your...
Chocolate Top Freeway?
Yes, sir. And now, as an officer in the military, I'm obliged to report this.
Vladimir, he wants to report this.
That would be an unfortunate decision on your part, if you don't mind me saying. Say, 6 months from now, you're out in a vacation spot, and maybe you're drinking some tea, and maybe you could swallow a little bit of strontium 90. Things happen. You never know. Your airliner could blow up on the way to South Korea.
Mr. Premier. I understand.
Good. We are all friends again.
Isn't he adorable?
Come over here, you corrupt bastard. I love this man.
Hey, Vlad, would you like to go to lunch?
What a wonderful idea.
I'm so sorry, Vlad. I hope it wasn't uncomfortable up there.
Nonsense, Donald. As I have always said, you are the perfect asshole.
Oh, thank you, Vlad.
Join us next time for another episode of Randy and Bill's Political Mystery Theater 3000.
We are back with this one. Lady, you know I hate to kick you when you're down, but that's
our thing. That's what we do, right? So here's the latest. Your campaign kickoff rally in Oklahoma was a bomb. Miss Coronavirus is living her life thanks to your gross negligence. Your treasonous love affair with Putin has been exposed once again. And your makeup looks like shit. Oh, also, Joe Biden is still beating you in the polls.
It's so crazy what's happening. Here's a guy who doesn't talk. Nobody hears him. Whenever he does talk, he can't put two sentences together. I don't want to be nice or unnice, okay?
He could have just said mean.
I mean, the man can't speak.
I feel like it would have been easier to just say mean.
And he's going to be your president because some people don't love me, maybe.
You said it, not me.
And then they'll say such horrible things. I mean, on the campaign, they'll say such horrible things about me. It's a very unfair business.
The last 4 years with you have been a nightmare. They weren't kidding when they called you, well, unfit. And this final awful year has made it crystal clear that you've really let the country go to
And many other things. The level of dishonesty in the media is, I think they're the most dishonest people I've ever dealt with. Now, not everybody. You have honest, you're an honest journalist. You're a great journalist. You know, it's so unfair.
Your tiny Tulsa turnout was a turkey. Your latest Twitter tirades may suggest that you're starting to surmise your base is getting wise, and I'm really quite concerned that you're depressed. You loser, poor deplorable troll. How hard you try pushing panic and unrest aside to jest about unfounded phony fodder. What a guy. Poor deplorable trolls, your fans, your crew. They come flocking by the tens to watch you demonstrate how well you hold your water. Good for you. The thought of losing makes him squirm. He vowed to win a second term when the devil made him sacrifice his soul. So he fights like he's a champ, but he could not defeat a ramp.
He's gonna be your president because some people don't love me, maybe.
What a poor, deplorable troll.
Don't forget, before the China plague came in, and it's a China plague.
Oh! I love that one.
Before that came in, we had the best job numbers we've ever had. If we didn't do tests, we'd look great.
So I said to my people, slow the testing down.
The president says, cut out all that testing.
We'd look great.
A notion health officials find bizarre.
It's quite bizarre.
But see, he's terribly annoyed by all the dead and unemployed because he only cares about his own PR. Girl, please. Doesn't give a crap about decorum. True presidents are noble, not obscene.
Dumb son of
He's so afraid that he might flunk, he just hides out inside his bunker, working out his tired, hacky old routine. Cause you're a poor, deplorable troll. No friends, no chums. And I couldn't help but notice all your rallies and events are like your sex life. No one comes. You poor, deplorable troll. It's sad. All your wacky racist rants have every pundit pro and poll saying you'll lose your election like you've lost your self-control. Kellyanne and Kaylee, girls, come quick. The boss is in a hole.
You believe it?
This poor, deplorable troll.
It's a very unfair business.
Girl, don't make me do the reprise.
Gentlemen, it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time once again for Randy's Rant.
Hello, Randy. It's rant time.
Hey, Willie. Yeah. We had a nice little break there.
We did.
Before Randy Rainbow, we played your favorite skit. Where Barron Trump lives up his father's ass.
There you go. I don't want to break it to you, but yeah. When was the last time you saw those two together? When was the last time you saw Barron?
He's very tall.
When was the last time you saw Donald talk when Barron took a drink of water? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, and after that, our favorite. The show's favorite, Randy Rainbow.
Yes, we love Randy.
My illegitimate son.
Yes, he is. He is.
Randy Jr.
It's your gay son.
Well, that's a lot of that going around, you know.
Yeah, there is. There is. What's your rant? Tell us your rant.
How's Susan, by the way?
She's great.
My rant.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm angry.
Why are you angry?
Because Americans won't wear masks.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
Jesus, yeah.
Now, you remember Bill Nye, the science guy who used to always make sense out of everything?
I do.
He has an opinion on this, and I'd like you to play it to start off my rant.
Okay, Bill Nye, the science guy, on the importance of wearing masks.
Greetings, everyone. Bill Nye here. Why do people in the scientific community want you to wear a face mask when you're out in public? Well, please consider the following. Face masks, like this one, prevent particles from my respiratory system from getting into the air and then into your respiratory system. Blocking the movement of air is an old trick. Here's a scarf. It blocks the movement of air around my throat, helps keep me warm. This scarf won awards in the Washington State Fair for both design and workmanship. It can block the movement of air, but only to a certain extent. This is a homemade face mask. It has just two layers of cloth with a pipe cleaner sewn in to help it fit against the bridge of your nose. And it blocks the movement of air very effectively. If you're wearing one of these, you're protecting yourself and those around you. Here's an N95. These are made to block particles in the medical environment and when you're out mowing the lawn. This one's not sterilized, but it's pretty effective. So the reason we want you to wear a mask is to protect you, sure. But the main reason we want you to wear a mask is to protect me from you and the particles from your respiratory system from getting into my respiratory system. Everybody, this is a matter literally of life and death. And when I use the word literally, I mean literally. A matter of life and death. So when you're out in public, please wear a mask. Thank you for joining me on Consider the Following.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, Randy. You wouldn't want to argue with that Bill Nye. He's a very crusty individual.
No, Bill Nye, the science guy. He's it.
Yeah, he just...
Okay.
Yeah, just good. Hey, listen now. You told me before the show, and this is absolutely true, that there are still people. I mean, even though we're looking at Bill Nye, he's saying all these things, there are still people out there who won't wear their masks. And you had researched the reasons that they give for not wearing their masks. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yes. Okay. The people in America are taking this as to, you know, it's my constitutional right not to wear a mask. And I mean, I can't believe they'll spit on you. In one case, they killed they shot a bus driver who said you couldn't get on the bus without a mask. These people are taking it way too seriously.
And it's getting worse.
And they're talking.
Yeah.
And they're talking about their own lives. Mm-hmm. Now, this is an article from Forbes magazine,
right?
Which is not to be fiddled with either. It's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Number one, freedom.
So these are the reasons that people
are not wearing
their masks, ladies and gentlemen. And
freedom.
Number one, freedom. And God knows what that means. I don't know.
Number two. The virus isn't that bad. Now, I've got people here in Australia arguing with me that coronavirus is a cold.
Ah, it's just a cold.
Yes.
Yeah.
The common cold is a coronavirus. But the coronavirus that we're talking about here, COVID-19, can be fatal to 3 to 5% of the people who catch it. Okay, number three. The mask will cause a medical problem. Now, I'm not quite sure about this. A lot of people say I'm claustrophobic. It tickles me. I'll get too much carbon dioxide. None of this stuff is real, but they'll say it's true, and therefore you're causing me a problem. And that's number four. If you ask me to wear a mask or demand I wear a mask, you're discriminating.
What?
Now,
against
Costco says you can't come in without wearing a mask. okay?
Yeah.
That's their right.
Yeah.
Walmart, all those places, yeah. The bus companies, they can say that. But the public are saying, no, you're discriminating against me. You're going against my rights. No, I am
discriminating against stupid people.
Sorry. Well, that would be a major pastime in America. Yeah. Okay, number five. Mm. I've already tested negative to the COVID-19 coronavirus. Therefore, I don't have to wear a mask. That was the Donald Trump gambit.
Mm.
He said, I don't have to wear a mask because I don't have it.
Mm.
But you can still get it.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, and you can still pass it on.
Absolutely.
If you're a carrier. So that's the stupid reason. He doesn't need to wear a mask because he's been negative.
Yeah.
Number six.
Number six.
The microphallus reason.
What?
It's not cool or masculine.
Oh, God.
It makes me have a little dick.
Chicks won't dig me if I wear a mask? Is that it?
It's not cool or masculine. That's it.
All right. Okay.
I think that's really sad. Number seven.
Chicks don't dig corpses either, but, you know, go ahead.
Yeah. That's not the kind of stiff I was
Thank
talking
about. Thank you very much, now, Randy.
Boom, boom, I'm here
number
all
Number seven. Number seven.
Number seven, you can't get the virus. Now, I don't
Yes, you can.
That,
that's stupid.
Saying,
what do you mean you can't get the virus?
Well, Jesus is my vaccine.
No, he's not.
So number seven, there are people who will not wear a mask saying that they won't get it because they won't. Because
Jesus.
They can't get it.
Because Jesus.
Number eight. Know. Yeah.
Number eight.
The mask hides or covers up your plastic surgery, your nose, mouth, your puffy lips, your smile, your chin, your cheeks, your lips.
All that money.
Your nostrils. Oh, whatever part of your body. And it also prevents communication.
Well,
now, I've had absolutely no problem understanding people or make myself understand wearing a mask.
Stupid.
Yeah. Number nine, the mask is a symbol of ... Now, this is the reason people are using it. They're saying it's a symbol of communism, authoritarianism. It's
Satan. Is it Satan?
Everything that you ever argued against will come
witch,
to life.
Witch! Burn her! She's wearing a mask!
Cats living with dogs. What's your name?
Yeah, sure. She turned me into a newt. Well, I got better.
Anyway, all right. So, and number 10.
And number 10.
Number 10. This is stupid.
Of course it is.
The mask advice is inconsistent.
The what?
The mask advice is inconsistent. It keeps changing.
Yes, because your president is a 5-year-old, and he is on drugs.
Well, no.
What do you want from
me? The doctor that said wear a mask, and my Jewish doctor would say, "What could it hurt?
What could it hurt? You're not going to hurt yourself with a mask, except you'll be a representative of Satan."
But like I said,
and the communists.
Wearing a mask, you're 5 times less chance of getting the virus. Five times
less. Fantastic. So everybody out there, ladies and gentlemen,
now,
wear your mask.
Here's some testimony from Florida.
Oh, my God.
The one person leaves Florida and the IQ goes up. this is actually testimony at a... some local government, might be the state government or the Miami-Dade County government.
Mm.
These are people testifying as to why there should be no regulation to force you to wear a mask in Florida.
There you go.
Now let's have a listen to some of these people.
Okay.
And what they have to
Is
say.
Is this
going to
hurt me?
I'm sorry.
Is this going to hurt me?
Yeah.
Am I going to want to just die here now?
Can I tie you up? Because you're going to press the dumb.
Okay.
You're going to press the dumb button.
All right. It's time to press the dumb button. In where?
Not
Florida. Here you go. There are people who feel that they don't need to wear a mask. And this is why. Right here on The Bill Show, 256.
I don't wear a mask for the same reason I don't wear underwear. Things gotta breathe.
Thank you for your comments, ma'am.
And they want to throw God's wonderful breathing system out the door. You're all turning your backs on it.
In the beginning, God formed man out of the earth and breathed his breath in him, and he became a living soul. Where do you derive the authority to regulate human breathing? What you say is the political dogma that they're trying to shove down our throats on every commercial, in every store, and it's disgusting.
Every single one of you that are obeying the devil's laws are going to be arrested. And you, doctor, are going to be arrested for crimes against humanity.
Let me ask you all, do you believe you're God? Do you believe you can override God's divine plan for our lives? You're removing our freedoms and stomping on our constitutional rights by these communist dictatorship orders or laws you want to mandate.
We will get together and do a citizen's arrest on every single human being that goes against the freedom of choice, okay? You cannot mandate, you literally cannot mandate somebody to wear a mask knowing that that mask is killing people. It literally is killing people. Every single one of you have a smirk behind that little mask, but every single one of you are going to get punished by God. You cannot escape God. You cannot escape God. I'm gonna say that again. You cannot escape God, not even with the mask or 6 feet, okay? 6 feet, like I said before, is military protocol. You're trying to get the people to train them so when the cameras, the 5G comes out, what? They're gonna scan everybody. We gotta get scanned. We gotta get temperatured. The kids have to go to school with masks. Are you insane? Are you crazy? I think all of you should be in a psych ward right the heck now.
Much of our communication is nonverbal, which includes facial expressions, gestures displayed, and the physical distance between the communicators. How will young children be able to know who the dangerous deviants are, like pedophiles and people in the human sex trafficking?
You did not listen to we the people. I would die for that country. I would die for the Constitution. You know what? You disgraced me. You know why? You did not listen to we the people. You made your decision.
I haven't worn a mask yet. I'm not wearing it today. Besides, despite what you guys do up here today, I'm not wearing one tomorrow. I was born free. I will stay free. My rights come from God, not from you. I'm not wearing it. You're going to have to hold me down and put it on me.
We are a nation of shared values of freedom, liberty, equality. We are home of the free, land of the brave. This is America, as someone else spoke. This is not Cuba. We are not in a communist nation.
And I say Trump 2020, and I hope every one of you gets voted out who votes for a mask here today. Shame on you for voting for a mask.
Thank you, ma'am. Time has expired.
I also heard you say this is a democracy, and I'm sick and tired of hearing you say that. It's a republic.
The republic. It's a republic. It's a.
It's not a democracy. It's a republic.
It's a floor wax. It's a dessert topping. Wonder why? It's something. I don't know what it is, but I shouldn't be. I should be allowed to pass my germs to everybody. So there, I'm going home.
It's freedom. It's freedom.
It's freedom. Jesus fucking freedom. Christ.
Okay, now America.
Yes. What
America
about
America now has, as of the 8th of July, 3 million cases of coronavirus.
3 million.
Yeah. Now these guys have got a perfect storm.
Yeah.
All right. They had on April 28th, 1 million. In half the time at later, they had 2 million on the 11th of June. 26 days later, it's exponential by half.
Yeah.
They had 3 million.
Yeah.
And by that gauge, by the 22nd of July, they will have 4 million cases.
Jesus Christ.
And it's just going to keep on at that rate. They had 70,000 cases in one day. If we don't test, we won't have cases. Isn't that what your friend Donald said?
Well, I think that what you have here is really nothing short of, you know.
Now, you picked up on this too, Bill, that the U.S. passport is no longer valid.
What do you mean?
America is a failed state.
What do you mean it's no longer valid? Of course it's valid.
You cannot get into most of the countries in the world.
Right now, because, that's right.
Without a visa.
Yeah.
And quarantine.
Yeah.
You cannot walk into Australia.
Yeah.
It's valid in that it's a document. Hmm. But it just can't get you in where you used to get into.
That's right.
It used to be that you could go anywhere.
But you
could
say that about any. You could say that about any country's passport right now.
No, a lot of countries are letting you in, but these people are not letting Americans in because of their rate of infection.
That's true.
Okay. Basically, America is closed from Europe. Mm-hmm. It's closed from South America. It's closed from Africa. It's closed from Australia.
Yeah.
And it's closed from Canada. They just cannot come in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you should say. Okay, then, Brandy, that's fine.
if my father and mother pass away,
yeah,
I can't go to their funeral.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Unless I want to have 14 days going in and 14 days coming out.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's like, I don't think the world's going to be the same when we get out of this.
No, there's what's called the new normal. And I think next show, I'm going to do my rant on what is the new normal.
What is the new normal? Who knows it?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. It could be wearing a mask. It could be all of those things. Yeah.
Well, listen, it is now 1:05, ladies and gentlemen. We've gone for an hour and 5 minutes. I think it's about enough. So
I think so too. But they love us, Bill.
They adore us. Everything we say, my God, it's fantastic.
There's so much love in the air. There's love in the air.
It's so thick.
They play our show. There's love in the air.
Yeah.
There's probably a birth explosion in 9 months.
Why? Because they were listening to you.
They're listening to the Bill Show. It's an aphrodisiac.
I don't know what it is. I'm sure it's not an aphrodisiac. Anyway, that's 256, ladies and gentlemen, of our little get-together talking about politics. If we haven't depressed you, then we haven't tried hard enough.
But we'll try harder next time.
We'll try harder next time. You all take care, and thank you for tuning in, guys. Remember, you can reach us at www.expatprogressive.podbean.com, where you can access over 6 years of shows about the United States. Oh, my God. Seven years of shows, I think. Back from 2011, I think.
2012. Yeah,
2012 was the first show. So, you know, go for your life. Hey, God knows you're in quarantine. You got nothing better to do. So
not a lot to do. Yeah,
we'll see you next time right here on the Bill Show. So long, guys. Keep safe.
See. Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.